Hello. I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about the upcoming elections. To make sure we have a representation of all ages, let me ask you, in what year were you born?
67.
What is the highest level of school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received, 12th grade or below?
Bachelor's. Bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's degree. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No. Nope.
Okay. What is your race? White, Black, African American. Okay. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Okay. As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote?
Certain to vote.
And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated, and 10 means you are extremely motivated?
10.
And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create a change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where a 0 means you your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
5.
Okay, thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select up to two, criminal justice reform, police violence, healthcare, cost of living and inflation, immigration, climate change, jobs and the economy, racism and discrimination, crime and violence, student loans, forgiveness, voting rights and democracy, abortion, Israel slash dash Palestine conflict. Please select two.
Oh boy. Let's make one abortion and the other one. There was something about the economy and inflation, I think, something like that.
The cost of living and inflation?
Yeah.
Or jobs and the economy?
Jobs and the economy.
Yeah, okay. Now, we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. If you don't know, or you've never heard of the people or groups, please indicate so. Republicans in Congress, would you say 0 to 10, where 0 means unfavorable and 10 favorable?
0.
What about Donald Trump?
0.
What about Joe Biden?
8.
And Kamala Harris?
9.
What about Hakeem Jeffries?
Don't know.
What about Democrats in Congress?
6.
If the 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Joe Biden, a third party or independent candidate? Are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Joe Biden.
And if you had to choose for whom would you vote in the 2024 election for President Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Okay. And if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate and the Democratic candidates? Are you undecided or would you not vote?
I'm sorry, can you say that question again?
If the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidates, the Democratic candidates, are you undecided or would you not vote?
Democratic candidate.
And if it comes to the campaign, when it comes to the campaign promises that President Biden made to black people during the 2020 election, would you say that he has kept all his promises, kept most of his promises, kept some of his promises, kept a few of his promises, or did not kept any of his promises?
I'd say kept some of his promises.
Okay. Would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate for Congress who had each of the following priorities or traits, or would it make no difference? I'm going to go ahead and read them to you.
Okay.
Wants to build black wealth. Would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate that wants to build black wealth?
More likely.
And would it be somewhat more likely or much more likely to support him or her?
Much more likely.
Okay, what about a candidate who looks out for people like me?
Like myself?
Yes.
In the middle, neither more likely or less likely.
Would that be somewhat more likely or much more likely to support that candidate before?
Do you have like a doesn't make a difference answer?
Yes.
Okay, doesn't make a difference.
Okay. What about a candidate who secures the border? Would you
somewhat more likely?
No. Okay. What about a candidate who brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable?
Doesn't make a difference.
What about a candidate who puts people over politics?
Much more likely.
What about a candidate who grows the economy?
Somewhat more likely.
And what about a candidate who defends democracy?
Much more likely.
Okay, and for each of the following priorities or traits, please rate how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well, 5 means it describes them somewhat well, and 0 means it does not describe them at all.
Okay.
Democrats who wants to build black wealth?
5.
What about Democrats in Congress that are effective and gets things done?
Huh. 7.
Okay. What about Democrats in Congress that fights racism and discrimination?
9.
What about a candidate who is too woke?
Zero.
Okay. What about Democrats in Congress who brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable? How would you say you would describe them?
Seven.
What about is honest and ethical?
Five.
And what about Democrats in Congress who protects abortion rights? You say, how would that describe?
Ten.
Okay, next I'm going to read you some statements that people have made. For each one, please rate the statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means it makes you extremely motivated to vote for Democrats in Congress. 5 means it makes you somewhat motivated, and 0 means it does not make you feel motivated at all to vote for Democrats in Congress. You may use any mm-hmm. number between 0 to 10. I'm going to go ahead and read the statements at this moment. As a senior, my prescription drug prices have gone down because Democrats in Congress capped prices for people like me. With a month's supply of insulin for seniors now, $35, and seniors' out-of-pocket expenses at the pharmacy now capped at $2,000 a year, would that not be motivated at all, somewhat unmotivated or extremely motivated to vote for Democrats in Congress?
Eight.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and read the, yes. Go ahead and read the other statement. As a middle-class mother, I've been able to feed my family thanks to the Democrats' American Rescue Plan, which invested more than $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP. Would that be?
Nine.
Okay. I'm going to read the other statement. As a working American, I was able to pay my bills and afford groceries thanks to the $1,400 cash relief checks that came my way under Democratic legislation during the pandemic. Would that be not motivated at all, somewhat unmotivated, or extremely motivated to support the...
Let's give it a seven.
Okay. What about the following statement? As a recent college graduate, I was one of the 3.6 million borrowers who had $127 billion in student loans eliminated under Democratic leadership. This relief will help me get a head start and secure my economic future in uncertain times. Would that be not motivated at all, somewhat unmotivated, or extremely motivated to support the Democratic candidates?
You give it a seven.
Okay. What about the following statement? As a young American just entering the workforce, I've seen more good paying jobs become available as the unemployment rate for Black Americans like me is at a historical low level under Democratic leadership. How would you
six.
I'm going to read you some actions Democrats in Congress have taken over the last few years. Please select two or three actions that you feel have the biggest impact on your life personally. Invested in Black small business ownership and entrepreneurship. Eliminated $127 billion in student loan debt for 3.6 million borrowers. Invested $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP. cut credit card late fees from $32 to $8, brought the unemployment rate down to historically low levels for Black Americans, lowered the cost of prescription drugs and capping insulin costs at $35 for seniors, invested $1.7 billion in affordable housing, sent out 1,400 cash relief checks under the American Rescue Plan. Please select two or three.
The American Rescue Plan and historically low unemployment.
Okay. Sometimes in surveys like this, people change their mind, and sometimes they don't. Once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate? Are you undecided, or will you not vote?
I will vote, for sure.
Would that be for the Democratic candidate, the
yes.
Republican?
Yes, the Democratic candidate, yeah.
Which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion, even if neither is exactly right? I'm going to go ahead and I'll read them to you at this moment. We should invest in new businesses and jobs that will allow Black families to build wealth and close the racial wealth gap. That's one statement. The second statement is we should invest in safety net programs that will raise Black families out of poverty.
The safety net programs.
Okay. Next, I'm going to read you a series of statements that people may say about why we should vote for Democrats for Congress. For each one, please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means the statement is a very convincing reason for you to vote for Democrats for Congress. 5 means it is neither convincing nor unconvincing, and zero means it is not at all convincing reason to vote for Democrats for Congress. You may use any number between 0 out of 10. I'm going to go ahead and I'll read the statements to you at this moment.
Okay.
We all deserve access to good-paying jobs and the chance to succeed, but Republicans passed a law that raised taxes on the middle class at the same time that they are giving tax cuts to big corporations and the ultra wealthy. Democrats in Congress have stood up for us by providing tax relief for the working class, creating record numbers for new good paying jobs, encouraging record growth in Black owned small businesses, and closing the racial wealth gap. Would that be not at all convincing? Neither convincing or unconvincing.
I'll give it an A.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and read the next statement. No one should be forced to carry a pregnancy against their will, but Republicans in Congress want to pass a national abortion ban that would force a woman to give birth, even in cases of rape or risk to the mother's wealth. Democrats in Congress understand that abortion is a decision made between a woman and her doctor, not politicians, and will pass a national protection on abortion. Would that be not convincing at all? Okay. I'm going to go ahead and read the following statement. Every American deserves access to affordable and comprehensive health care, but Republicans in Congress want to defund Social Security and Medicare, get rid of the Affordable Care Act, and block laws that lower prescription drug prices. Democrats in Congress have lowered health care premiums and expanded coverage under the Affordable Care Act for millions of Black families. As a result, over 2.7 million more Black Americans had health insurance coverage in 2023. How would that be of convincing to you?
Seven.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and read the following statement. After MAGA extremist denied the 2020 election results, every single Republican in Congress voted against legislation that would enact the most sweeping voting and civil rights chances since the 1960s. Meanwhile, Democrats in Congress are fighting to expand voting rights so that everyone can continue to have a voice in deciding the future of our country. How would that be of convincing to you?
Nine.
Okay. I'm going to read the following statement. We need leaders in Congress who will invest in the Black community, but Republicans in Congress care more about dividing the country and stripping away our freedoms. Meanwhile, Democrats in Congress passed historic infrastructure investments to help build up transportation, assist Black homeowners with updating their homes, and advance environmental justice in communities that have been hit hardest by climate change. How would that be of convincing to you?
Seven.
Okay, we have just a few more questions to ask you again. How motivated are you to vote in November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated, and a 10 means you are extremely motivated?
10.
And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in
Five.
Your community? Okay.
Five.
Sometimes in surveys like this, people change their mind, and sometimes they don't. Once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate? Are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Democratic candidate.
Okay. Once again, for each of the following priorities, please rate how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale of 0 to 10. 10 means it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well. 5 means it describes them somewhat well. And 0 means it does not describe them well at all. Democrats who wants to build Black wealth.
Eight.
What about the ones that brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable?
Seven.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Progressive.
Somewhat or very?
Very.
Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
Nope.
In politics on today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Not a strong Democrat.
And how would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily?
Full-time.
Okay. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Okay. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? your best estimate is fine, less than $24,000 and $999, $25,000 to $34,000 and $999, $35,000 to $44,999, $45,000 to $54,999, $55,000 to $64,999, $65,000 to $74,999, $75,000 to $84,999, $85,000 to $85,000 to $99,999.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, and aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services?
Never.
Never?
Yep.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Thanks again for your help. Your opinion is very important. You have yourself a wonderful rest of the day.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Bye-bye.